All right, so we turn to Kuf Samach, Yud Zayin and Yud Ches, two major kulas to learn tonight. One pretty amazing but not so useful. The other one is also pretty amazing but much more useful. So the first one is Siman Kuf Samach Sif Yud Zayin. Yud Zayin. So in the tour it says, right, V'tamidi chachamim mitaron lahavo zel lezever ribis. The Tamid Chachamim are permitted to lend to one another with interest. We got it? We're good?
I got it.
Let's just end this year now. Right? That's pretty neat. Right, so the why? Lefisha Yodin Shu Aser V'nosen Asobim Matan Gvor. Because everyone knows, they know it's Aser. I know it's Aser. You know it's Aser. So obviously, if I'm paying you more back than you gave me, so obviously I'm giving it to you as a Matana. So we don't have to worry about the Dini Derabanan. We don't have to worry about any Chashashos. Right, obviously, that must be the case. Otherwise, we wouldn't be Tamid Chachamim. What?
Wouldn't this be Rebbe's Teresa if they didn't do that? If they didn't give it as much time, let's say.
What do you mean? The Torah hasn't made any distinctions between Rebbe's Doraisa or Durabanan. It's just that all the, and the Torah is really just quoting the Gemara. The Gemara just says straight up. Lefisha Yildin Shu Asa Venosan Lefisha Matana Gemara. Right? Vedavk Vedavr.
But still, they didn't arrange it beforehand.
Hold on a minute. So, why not?
Well, because that's Doraisa.
Oh. So v'dafka v'davar muat. So as the Torah, it'll only be by a smaller amount. Adam ragil litein l'chaver b'tana. The person might generally give their friend with a gift as a gift. V'aviyoser mikein lo. But more than that, that won't be allowed. Okay. So where does this come from? So the Torah says the Beis Yosef says b'sof perak izu neshach. Yeah, it's in that
paragraph. Wait a second. Where are you reading
from? Beis Yosef Yud Zayin.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's an izu neshach, and it is. Yeah, v'chasa b'sefer ashuma. So sefer ashuma adds in v'dafka shiyu shneim tamid chacham. Just a caveat: they both need to be tamid chachamim. Right? Hello v'vahamalva. Davil hu kivnei chabura she'im makbidin zelzem. Was that makes you part of the chabura, the group that everybody lends to one another, and nobody's makbid on it, and therefore when we could be makel on ribis. Okay, so that so far so good. So then it says, "V'dafka b'davar muat." Right? It should only be for a small amount. So Tosfos Sham. So that's what Tosfos makes the point there. So it is true. Tosfos there on the dafs limits it. It says, "Whoa, it can't be that much. It has to be a little bit." Okay. V'chein chasav nuke Yosef, v'shem Haran, v'chasav Od, dafka b'iske Seuda, v'shelo pasuk imel. And he adds in that this would only be by Iske Seuda. Who's adding this in? This is the Muki Yosef in the name of the Ran. That would only be if it's like for a meal. You know, a person borrows four eggs, they give back five eggs or something like that. For Shiloh, and they didn't decide it in advance. Elishim Hosef Bishas Piron Ad Chomesh Mutter. Right? They didn't decide it in advance. That's what, as Joel said. So Joel and the Ran will say, oh, come on. This is ridiculous. Right? Obviously, it can't be that they decide in advance. All right? At the end, he gives it back. So that's an Isser Durabanan. Right? That we assume is not supposed to be done. But they did it, and everybody knows that it's a gift, and it's not ribbis, and therefore it's not Mexican ribbis, and therefore that should be okay. Shechul ki yotzi b'zederech kavod v'shari. Aval Amma Aretz. Derech ribis hu v'asper for an amaretz. It's derech ribis, right? And it should be aser. B'chein kasu tamidi harashba b'shem Rav Amram b'chein kasu magid b'shem haramban. Yeah, fine. So adds in the darkei Moshe here. So the darkei Moshe ches. There's a little ches in there where he says that if it's an amaretz, then it would be aser. It comes the darkei Moshe and says v'kashuli the haba gemara mashma lehedya afilu pasukim otchila. He says, if you look at the Gemara is about five lines long. The first thing it says is well, the part that the Torah said, and then it goes and tells a story. So what is the story? So the Darkei Moshe adds in the story. The Kamar Amar Le Shmuel Lavua Bar Ihi Halveni Meya Pilpilin B'Meya Be'esrim V'Arech V'Tzarchin. He says, lend me 100 and I'll give you 120 back. That's the story in the Gemara. So give me 100 peppers, I'll give you 120 back. So that sounds ribbistic, right? It sounds like he even did a lechachila. They planned for it. Aval reisi bin Muki Yosef shekasev right b'had amr. So Muki Yosef says b'had amr le halveni b'kufchav. So I that which says in the Gemara lo shiemer la sos kain el shiem hosif lo b'shas piron al chomish mutter. It doesn't say that they didn't actually say to do it that way. Just that's just the way that it came out. Yeah, except there's a small problem with that, and that is that the Gemara said, Amar le Shmuel Havua. Shmuel said to, so you had to kind of take a very liberal reading of the Gemara to say that that's what actually happened. Oh, they didn't actually say anything. They just kind of winked and understood, and everyone knew, and that's fine. I could skip a few lines. Umnam, where it says Umnam. There's a period and it says Umnam. Because the next couple lines quote sources that talk about that. And then it says Umnam, Divir Rabbeinu Atur, Mashmud, B'chol Inyan Shari, right? B'davar Muat, Afilu Katzatz Tchila. It sounds like from the Torah that he didn't put in any of those caveats. He just said, even if it's a small amount, even to set it up would be mutter. V'chein hi das ha-magin mishnah, v'chein mashmur go sashri, shekasa v'she'ein talmud chacham, afilu im histem itchila tetlo mitoris matana aser. Where he says that if it's not a Talmud Chacham, even if they made the Tanai from the beginning to give it as a gift, it would be Aser. It sounds like they're assuming that a Talmud Chacham, if you're not a Talmud Chacham and you say in the beginning, I'm going to give you $100 peppers back, and I'm going to give you an extra 20 as a gift. So you say it, but Pe Mala, you say it as a fully. This is a gift, it's not Rivas. So that's Aser, unless you're a Talmud Chacham. But what's the implication? The implication is that's what's mutter for the Talmud Chacham. And they're setting that up beforehand. Give me 100, I'll give you 120 back. And obviously we all know that part of it is a payment, part of it is a gift. Mashma ha Talmud Chacham, afilim histe mitchila shari. It sounds like even if they set it up mitchila, even if they set it from the beginning, that would be okay. So you end up having this dispute within the Darkei Moshe. So you have to see which way he paskins. The rest of the Beis Yosef really deals with if it doesn't. All right, that's enough to see from Beis Yosef. So I guess let's just knock this off first. If we go back into the Shulchan Aruch itself,
did you say previously that money is different than other things? Ribbis really only applies to money.
Ribbis only applies to a halva. A halva means that I'm borrowing something and I'm giving you back something else. Right, so it could apply to food. Right, if the peppers, I'm not giving you back the same 100 peppers I borrowed from you.
If I borrow your car, that's not...
That's a shoel, that's not a halva. Yeah. So comes the Shulchan Aruch himself and says, in Tesvav, Yish Omrim Shah. No. Sorry. Yudzayin, yeah. Tamidi Chacham, I know it's on this side of the page. Tamidi Chacham Shehilvu Zadzah. That Tamidi Chacham that lend one to another, Devarim Shel Michael, V'nasin Lo Yoser Almash Shelov Imenu, and they give back more than what he lent him, Ad Chomish, until a fifth, Hareze Mutter, Shadavi Yadua She'ein Nosin Lo El Matana. That's okay, because everybody knows that they're only giving it as a Matana. The shach as the thing that has to be two tamidi chachamim. Okay. And then comes the Ramban and says, V'yish matir, afil hisum mitchilakach. Yeah, it's okay. Well, vad bedover muez, as long as it's a small amount. So he seems to be passing like the Makil version in the Darkei Moshe. When we call makom lo yer gilu tamidi chachamim atzvam bakach b'fnei hamon am, shil yilmudu mehem. However, the tamidi chachamim should make sure not to do this too often around because people might learn from them and we don't want that. Right? So, we don't want that. But it's still, so in the green book here, he quotes the Salacha, he quotes from the, I forgot, the Torus Ribbis, or the, one of the more modern poskim there, 1-5. There. Yeah, as a matter of practical halacha, one should not rely on this exception. Sibris Yudah 269, this exception is limited to the extraordinary scholars. As the as our Reisman said himself on this year, the only people that might qualify for this are those people that would never think in the world that they would qualify for this, which pretty much makes it an unusable kula under any circumstances. So, I don't know. I guess those who know don't say, those who say don't know. And
I wonder how you define it. There's a story of Yaakov Kamenetsky, I think, in Europe, once went out at night by himself, and he said, you're not supposed to say that Talmud Chacham shouldn't go out at night because of Shadim. He said, Shadim of this town don't consider me a Talmud Chacham. So there you go.
Right. Yeah, so I don't know. Never heard of this kula being invoked. Reisman seemed to pretty much dismiss it.
The truth is, if I loan you, I don't know, 10 peppers or 10 apples, Whatever I give you back, it's not going to be exactly what I lent you.
Yeah, so that's the sugya later on. So that's something that after that they'll have to discuss. That's obviously a very common thing.
He talks about the diapers, that you're hired to give back. If you got like grade Z diapers you borrowed from somebody, you have to give them back grade Z, or you can't give them back.
Like, can you give back the better? Like, you guys are here? You read it or something?
Yeah, read it.
Yeah, so those issues will have to have to get
done. Diapers are better, but,
right.
But why should you go out and buy grade Z diapers if you're not going to use them?
Well, you can't give them back dirty diapers, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I give them back the same diaper would not work. Yes. All right, so we'll go to Sif Yud Ches. Yud Ches is more of an issue. So in the Torah says Umos shel yisomim mutter lahalvos karov l'schar v'rakuch lehefsed. You're permitted to use the money of yisomim to lend where it's almost for sure you're going to make money, and it's very far-fetched that you would lose money. So what is that? It sounds like he's describing Ribbis Durabanan. Perishim yeh revach sheyachal kuhu b'nehem v'im yeh hefzid sheyachal al mechavel. That if there is a revach, if there is a profit, so it will be, they'll split between them. But if there's a loss, so that's going to be the entirely the responsibility of the mechavel, meaning that you are guaranteeing you're guaranteeing that the lender won't lose money. So that is what we call an issur derabanan. That's a vak ribbis. That's not allowed. The only time that you'd be allowed to lend money and get money back is if you are sharing the risk with the person that is selling it. If the assumption is beforehand that I'm going to get the money back, so no matter what, you're going to take a full loss before I lose anything. So that's ribbis derabanan. So he says that you're allowed to use the money of orphans to do that kind of deal. Implying that what? Implying that Ribbis Durabanan is mutter with the money of orphans.
So where's the Ribbis, the guy who is lending, trying to make money on the orphan's money is invested in the business of some sort? Or
The orphans leave money behind, and I'll take that money and invest it someplace.
Right. So
on their behalf.
By his virtue of his guaranteeing the return,
right.
He's paying interest. The person who's
he's not even guaranteeing a return. He's guaranteeing a return of the principal. He's not guaranteeing even a return of profits. But even that would be considered avak ribbis. Now, the hope is to get more money than that. The hope is the so even that would be considered avak ribbis. But it seems to say that it's mutter for orphans. Okay, so b'nei v'im yeh hefset sheyeh hakol al makabel v'hu adin nami b'chol ribbis durabanan. He says, and the Torah then adds in with all ribbis durabanan that would be okay. Now, what does it mean, all? How all is all? So we'll have to see about that. So why should that work? So the basic...
So could he actually lend with on ribbis?
Yeah.
But he can't do it to another Jew. He's got to do it to a non-Jew.
No, to another Jew. Ribbis durabanan.
Oh, ribbis...
How
do you make it durabanan?
Well, if I'm not guaranteeing a set amount back, I'll take whatever profits come in, but I'm going to guarantee that I'm not going to lose anything. So that's ribbis durabanan. So that's the example that's given here. That's using the terminology of the Gemara. Right,
so he's invested in the business. He hasn't necessarily lent out the money.
Yeah.
Well, that's. But what's the difference between investing in the business and lending the money?
Well, because if you lend the money, you get a certain amount back. If you invest in the business makes a profit, and then you may share in the profits or not. So depends how it's structured.
That's how we set up all these loans. All the interest is like that.
Right. That's what they're saying. They're one and the same in our terminology, unless they're actually going into business together. But if there's a guaranteed, if one of them is guaranteed not to lose any money, so then that's the problem. That's where the problem is. I mean, I could gain, and I'm guaranteed not to lose. So that's ribbis durabanan. Okay. So, but what's the heter here? The heter here is that I'm allowed to take the money of an orphan and lend based on ribbis durabanan, be the malva of this avak ribbis. So the basically says, yeah, that's a gemara. Yeah, quotes. He doesn't. He says he doesn't even quote the Gemara, but it is. Yeah, it's a Gemara in Ezun Eshech. Very quick line. It's one of these, it's mutter for the Apotropos is allowed to take the money of orphans and lend it with Avik Rivas. So the Mordechai comments, why? V'chasav Mordechai, the Avinan Lehu Bevesin. yeah, how is this working? It's working by way of Beis Din. Mishum de hefker Beis Din hefker lehefki amamot. He says this isn't a regular. It's called apotropos in halacha. Apotropos is the caretaker for the kids. So, or social worker nowadays, an apotropos. Why are you?
Think of a proper word, but I can't think.
Guardian,
maybe the guardian.
I'm not sure. Guardian, like a guardian. I don't know. But apotropos shows up all the time in the Gemara as being the person that's in charge of the orphan's money. At least he's in charge of the orphan's money. So the Gemara said,
I think trustee is used.
A trustee, okay. So he is permitted to do the one who does it. So why is that? Why is he allowed to do it? That sounds pretty wild. So Mordechai says, well, who appoints the apotropos? Beis Din appoints the apotropos. And whenever it comes to money and Beis Din, money and Beis Din have an interesting relationship in that... That Beis Din could just hefker, Beis Din hefker. Beis Din can make money ownerless, and well, it's a machlokas, but they can also place money with somebody else. So how does this work? So Mordechai says, well, it's hefker, Beis Din hefker. So that's how it works. Beis Din controls all the money anyways, so they're going to manipulate this in order for the benefit of the child, right? So rather than saying that he's gaining the ribbis the rabbanon, Beis Din is just taking it out of his hand and putting it to his hand, and that's how you're getting around the problem. I remember I had learned a couple of summers. I used to learn with Rabbi Straczynski, who's the assistant principal here. And one time we came to a sugya, and he said, "Well, how'd that happen?" I said, "Hefker Beis Din Hefker." He said, "That's not fair. That's the trump card. that ends all discussion about these gemaras as soon as you pull out Hefker Beis Din Hefker." So the Mordechai says, "Yeah, that's how it's working here." So below mashma came midivrei harash, but the Beis Yosef says that's not what the rush sounds like. Shekasav shatam mishum to tihavi lelova a masa de Beis Din. He says the reason it's working is because the lova has a fear of Beis Din. So it sounds like it's not hefker Beis Din hefker. It sounds like it's something else. And gam tamid harash b'kasav delo nihir laharash b'divrei Rashi ela ikalim emar de Beis Din tzrichi kidei litul reshus mehem de ein apetrupa reshai lahalvosa miatzmo below reshus Beis Din sheish toel zisom kach. He says, well, yeah, it's working along the lines of that as well, but yeah, and the Darkei Moshe seems to quote this idea of the Hefker Beis Din Hefker. It continues on and says, I forget where it's at, so let's continue with Beis Yosef a little bit. It's a Kasav Rashba B'Tshuva. It's a different Tshuva than before. Right? Had the Moshe Yisomu Mutvil Havosam Karav L'Skar V'Rachuk Lefzit. How is this allowed? So Per should be Yushalmi. He says, Yushalmi explains it. As Gagon Shehalva Masna Sheim Yesham Revach Shei Kablu HaYisomim. That he makes the Tanai. That if there's Revach that the Yisomim make, Machs is also Revach. Yeah, that the Yisom will accept half of the Revach. The Yimatzi Shum Hefzer, if there's any loss, lo yikablu ha-Yisom klum. The Yisom won't get anything. Ela ha-Keren kayemes, but the Keren will still exist. Lehem. What does it mean? That means that tonight was all the money should be separated. V'shikiblu ha-Yisom min ha-Revach ha-Nimse sham mamish. And the Yisom will be able to benefit from the interest that comes in. About lo she yotzim halo, but you'll never be able to. The lo will never be able to take out the tzarcho she yifra laachar mikan klum kizet ribbis gemurahib, and to take out and in order to pay back a specific amount, plus that's considered ribbis gemurah. Okay, so only ribbis derabanan is okay, not ribbis gemurah.
What would be the ribbis gemurah here?
I don't understand. I think it's just if you did shem iman about lo she yotzim halo vele tzarcho she yifra laachar mikan klum. That he's taking out for his benefit. Oh, sorry. That the lova she yotzim halova letzarcho. Yeah, v'she yifra la'achar mikan. When he pays back, and he pays back an amount, plus that would be ribbis gemurah. I mean, I'm taking and I'm giving back.
Taking out of the principal.
I think that's what he's saying. Yeah, he's taking out from the principal and he's giving back a specific amount. That would then be ribbis derice, and that would be not okay. I thought I had found here where he denies the Hefker Beis Din Hefker principle. I can't find it right now. But that seems to, it seems the way we pass in Shulchan Aruch is not including the Hefker Beis Din Hefker principle. So let's take a look in the Shulchan Aruch itself. How does this then get invoked? So the Shulchan Aruch invokes this, Kol Ribbis Derabanan Mutter B'mos Shel Yisomim. That all Ribbis Derabanan is Mutter, with the money of Yisomim. So there you go. So now, is it all Rivas Derabanan? So in the Chalkas Binyamin here, he quotes from Rabbi Akiva Eiger in the Chavos Das, but it's not Rabbi Akiva Eiger here. It's Rabbi Akiva Eiger in the Tshuva, where he says, "Nah, it's not all Rivas Derabanan." He says only Rivas Derabanan that if you would bump it up to the Doraisa, that is possible to be bumped up to the Doraisa. I think I don't know how to make those distinctions, but I think what he's saying is that, where is it? Yeah. Tav Shinayin Dalet here. So when we call Makom, it says, Yesh Shechilku, here I'll read it to you, Af L'das HaMachab D'Dafka Ribis, Asha Afilu Im Katzatz Osa, Havi Mid Derabanan. It's only Ribis that if you would make a set amount, it would still be Ribis Derabanan. Kahi D'Karav L'Skarv Rakuk L'Hafzik, like this case. Right, that you're probably going to make a lot and probably not going to lose anything. And then when we make, you'll get this amount. So it will still only be an Issa Derabanan. Shemizchayv alov alateta revach. V'afilu hachi hu rak midurabanan mifnei she'enu elo revach ma'osav. Because he's only giving revach, he's not giving a set interest payment. V'chein, and give some other examples as well. So suggests that even though it says in Shulchan Aruch, all Rivas Derabanan, it's not necessarily all Rivas Derabanan. Rabbi Reisen says that one should be machmir like that. You get into a little bit of a tough spot here, because it wouldn't be here, it would be someplace else. Okay, fine. So then the Shulchan Aruch then goes on and says, and not only of this, of Yisomim Balani, I mean, that's the example the Gemara gives, but a couple of other things as well. O Shel Hektesh Aniyim, O Talmud Torah, O Tzorach Beis HaKnesses. So you're allowed to take money that was set aside for the poor, or for schools, or for shuls. So in theory, our Beth HaMedrash, in order to raise money, we can take some money and invest it on something that would be a Ribas Derabanan and be able to make that money back. Invest it with a Jew on something that would only be a Ribas Derabanan. That would be okay. And it adds the Ramah, V'chein Noagin Lahakil. And that is the Minog to be Makel. So the Shach there comments, V'chein Noagin. The Shach says, you know, V'chol Mekomos Shayisi, Lower Isi Minog, he says, you know, I've been in a couple of places and I've never seen anybody make it like this Ramah. That's the Shach Chafav. Right? Shayisi, Lower Isi Minog, I also looked into it, and I never heard of anybody doing this. Even though the minhag is not to lend in Beis Din, when it comes to Ribas Derabanan, you shouldn't lend it, except unless you're doing it in a permissible way, like other money. I never heard of any such kula. However, we are makel like this. If you take a look in the Pischei Tshuva Chaf. So Pischei Tshuva Chaf, Noagin Lahakel, says Ayin Be'er Hetiv B'Shem Shach. I'm sure you could also look in the Shach itself as we just did. But Va'ayin B'Tshuvas Nod B'Yehuda Chilak Yeradeya Simin Mem Shekasav Dechein Yesh Linog. But that's the minuk. The minuk is to rely on this. The aftel, that's Rashi's tzarech beistin. Even though Rashi said you specifically need a beistin, right? Mishum shekoach biyadam lahafkir nichsei hamakabel neged ayisomim, because the dafka needs to be done through beistin, because they're the ones with the power to do hefker beistin hefker. All right, azay tzarech beistin. Therefore, you need a beistin chashuv va'achshav ein lanu beistin chashuv. But nowadays we don't have Beis Din Chashuv. So in order for us to get this done, we obviously can't be machmir to dafka use a Beis Din. Now, it's a little odd to say that, right? Well, one of the ways this works is hefker Beis Din hefker, but we can't really do hefker Beis Din hefker today, so therefore we're going to do it anyways. Or we're going to be makel and not rely on that. So probably because you don't really paskin that way. Now, the idea that you need a Beis Din Chashuv to do hefker Beis Din hefker. I've wondered about this often, because there was a rule in YU, the way when I was in yeshiva, the way it worked, I don't know if they still do it now, probably they do, is every couple of months, every something, you know, they have to clear the base medrash room. They had to just clear out the room. They had to have some kind of speech or some kind of shir or some Purim Chagiga, Hanukkah Chagiga. So you had to clear out the room. So everybody, everything had to be done by a certain time. And what happens is, far they're still left on people's tables. So it got dumped into some, like, one of those cleaners bins, you know, those massive. So and then it was left out there, and you had to go find your sfarim in this bin. So then what happened after a couple months, obviously, things get left behind. So they would sell it. They would sell all the sfarim for $1 each. Mm. Right? So I built up a nice Masadarov Cook, Ritva, and Rashba collection for $1 each off of these things. So how is that allowed? I mean, it's Yeish Shalom Midas. People didn't necessarily realize that they were missing it. So it's Yeish Shalom Midas. So it shouldn't be how you let it do it. So they said Hefker based on Hefker. Okay. So we still do.
You bought it and you found the name in it.
So the assumption was is that you should try to reach out to the person, like if you knew them or if you had their phone number. But I don't think you were, personally I felt, there were signs up for months there. These things were, for weeks you could have gone and gotten these things. I have some sort of people's names in them. And if I ever see them, I'll mention it to them and ask for my dollar back. But it's a yeshiva of a couple hundred thousand people around. It's not so simple to just say, oh yeah, it's out there. And who says, I mean, is that really someone's achrayah, responsibility to go ahead and do it? Yeah, maybe it's a mitzvah to go do a Shabbos Aveda, but to say that it's the fellow Jeff Weiss, who was here for Shabbos a couple weeks ago, he was the Gavai Svarim. He was the one. He was, so I always used to get first dibs on the dollar Svarim.
So Michael left his sitter in some place in Israel, like a bus station, some like out of the way place, and it had his contact information, which was back at our house here in the States. And somebody called.
That's a very nice thing.
We said, this guy has your sitter, go get it.
That's a very nice thing, but you should go see when there's four bookshelves filled with svarim to say, oh, I'm going to be the guy that tzaddik is going to call all these people back. So, it's probably a mitzvah, but I think it's lefnim mishur sadin. That would be the way to. That's when we normally assume those things are in Hilchos Shabbos Aveda.
This is already in the time of another. We heard that we didn't have a basin.
He's saying right, there's no basin chashuv. What do you mean? Weren't you the basin chashuv?
How many years ago was it?
1700s. Okay, so the Noi Behuda records that he's making. Actually, he adds in one other interesting thing. Arminig's not to do it that way. That might be why the Shach said people don't do it, because he might have said, you need a basin chashiv in order to do this. He says, Mikol Makom, the main thing is that those that disagree with Rashi, v'chasav, v'chein nahagti, and he adds in, and that was my minug, ani kampamim many times, shenasati zuze di yasmi karov l'schar, v'rachuk lehafsit, that I was in charge, he's saying he was the apotropos, I was in charge of orphans' money, and I lent it out. Right, v'chasavti b'shtar iska, shasisi ima makabel, shezez zuzi di yasmi, shekabel karov l'schar. Right, and I would write in the Shtar Iska, and I don't think he means Heter Iska, I think he means the contract, the IOU that I wrote with the guy, was, this is Yasso money, and therefore you have to pay back the ribbis to Rabbanim. And he said that he actually did this, that was his Kula quoted here in the Piskei Tshuva. Just add in. So the Rama actually reads pretty quickly here. So even though there are those that are machmir that you need a based in, and he quotes some makoros, but still we don't. We're makel on that. Then he adds in. There are places where the apotropos even lent out money beribis katzutza. And they were wrong. And don't follow them. Right, we see the concern. The concern is that it might lead to ribbis katzutza, which might lead to, you know, I don't know, mixed dancing, right? It might lead to other things, but still, it is permissible. But we need money for the yisomim. And if they do it, so then you got to check out in chush and mishpat if they're then pasul edus. Aval beribis derabanan shari, that would be okay. Kol zman shelo higdil hayasim, so long as the yasom never grew up. Lasok b'ma'osav. What does it mean to grow up? To be able to deal with their money, kiderach shar nashim, like the rest of the people. Afal pisha kvar hu ben yiv gimel shana. So it's not about them being 13. It's about whether when they can take control of their finances. Ho v'lo higil chal das mikre yasom. As long as he hasn't reached das, he's still considered a yasom, at least for the purposes with regards to money. I was listening to the Rabbi Reisman share. He said there was a guy once coming around his shul asking for money. He says, I'm collecting, I'm a yasum. So, give me money. What's I'm a yasum. So Reisman said, he looked at him and he said, I understand, you're 60 years old. what do you mean you're still a yasum? He says, well, yeah, I mean, for the last 58 years, or whatever, my parents took care of me. I lived with my parents, and they were supporting to take care of all my money. And now they died, so now I'm stuck. So I'm going to be awesome. So, all right.
In America, you know, you have to be at least 30 to take care of your own money, I think.
Wait, according to the law, or?
No, just people
have no idea they have money. Yeah. So, Misha Chayv Li Isomim, Chashabo Lifro Atoin, Shnasun Lehem Ribis, Verota Linkos Michovo. So, it's a flip side here. One who is Chayv to Yisomim, they owe money to the Yisomim, and when they come to pay back, Toin Shnasun Lehem Ribis. They argue that they're giving Ribis, Verota Linkos Michovo. And they wanted. That they gave ribis, right? And they want to deduct from their debt, meaning their father charged them ribis, and now they're coming to pay back the son, and they're saying, you know, we already, part of the money that we paid was ribis, and therefore we should owe you less. So vayasum tom, shelo kibel hayasum, shelo kibel, and the yasum says, I never got anything. The yasum is neman below shvuli. The yasum is believed in that case, because the yasum is always believed below shvula, and the person would somehow have to prove, he could pull out receipts, that he made interest payments. So the interest, this does extend to shuls and schools, etc. Rabbi Reisman said, told a story that he in his shul, they had their building fund, and someone in the shul said, I have an investment, that's a sure thing, and I'll guarantee it. He took $100,000 out of the building fund, and he said it actually worked out. The guy actually had a new investment. Reisman's version was, he said what he thinks the story was, is that this person found out that there's really only two companies in the entire United States that make bleach, and one of those companies was soon going out of business. So he invested in the other company, and over a couple of months made a nice profit on the stocks. So he was able to shove it back in, but he guaranteed that the shul's not going to lose. I don't know how much money is actually going to come in from this investment, but I'll guarantee whatever possible losses there would be. So, there you go.
Since it was not set, that makes it the Rabbanan.
So it's only Ribbis to Rabbanan. And he's also only guaranteeing no loss, he's not guaranteeing the profit. So it's only Ribbis to Rabbanan. So, I'll live his mother. What?
Or he bet on the Lakers. Did you hear this Shady McCoy thing? Supposedly bet on like $200,000 on the Lakers. Not the Lakers, the
Warriors.
Warriors to win against. He'll only win 60 something if he wins.
Huh?
It's an odds bet. He's giving $200,000 to win 60.
To win 60. Okay.
Got it. 60. So if he wins, he'll win 60. It's a very good bet because the chances are.
So far?
But I don't understand. He bested
200. All right.
He bet 200,000, but the odds are. You have to bet. You